June 26th, 2015, given early a.m. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I need once again to point out the obvious, that is, the obvious to the morally sound. If your high court chooses to endorse same-sex marriage by granting such unions the rights of a legitimate marriage, they are encouraging moral degeneration in your nation. Such an evil decision would affect the future of your country, for heaven takes account of the state of the heart of your country and acts accordingly. Do not think because the arm of my justice has not fallen as yet that it will never fall. Do not think that moral degeneration goes unnoticed by the Creator of all. Social justice has become synonymous with sin. It is a label given to the concept of pandering to any evil in the name of the right to sin. You cannot on one hand promote evil and on the other hand uphold right reason. Truth does not change to accommodate evil agendas. Sin is always sin. You are either for me or against me. Evil is uniting against those who choose the truth. It is past time for those who live in the truth to unite. When you find fault with one another, the cause of truth is weakened. Satan knows the strength and influence of this mission. He vehemently opposes it. He uses those who believe they live in the truth to oppose the truth. You must set aside all jealousy and competitive nature and work as one to defeat evil. Evil embraces evil in an attempt to defeat the truth. So you have social justice, a disguise of Satan. Be united in the truth according to the commandments of love. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. The synopsis: be unified in holy love and holy humility, with one mind and one heart. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14. The synopsis: stand together in the truths of the faith and holy love in Christ Jesus, guarding the sacred tradition with trust through the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.